And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 19th of February, 2017. The Battle of Iwo Jima began on this date in 1945. The U.S. tried to take over the island, use it as a base for fighter planes to attack Tokyo, which was 750 miles away. The U.S. sent in three Marine divisions. They'd been bombarding the island for the last 2.5 months. They expected the ground operation would take a couple of days. When they landed on the beach, the island seemed rather quiet, and it was a small island, about 5.5 miles long and 2 miles wide. But the Japanese forces were there. They had not deployed on the beaches. They camouflaged themselves. They fought from a network of caves and tunnels. They engaged in guerrilla tactics. The operation lasted 33 days, and by the time it ended in late March, 7,000 Marines and Navy men had been killed and 21,000 Japanese. The historian James Bradley wrote, "The Battle of Iwo Jima would turn into a primitive contest of gladiators, Japanese fighting from caves and tunnels like the catacombs, and American gladiators above ground exposed on all sides, using liquid gasoline to burn their opponents out of their hiding places." It's the birthday of the writer Jonathan Lethem, born in Brooklyn, 1964, dropped out of Bennington College, hitchhiked to Denver with $40 in his pocket, went on to California, worked in bookstores for years before publishing his first novel. As a kid, Jonathan Lethem saw Star Wars 21 times during its original release. And it's the birthday of the novelist Carson McCullers, born in Columbus, Georgia, 1917, who wrote in The Ballad of the Sad Cafe, "The most outlandish people can be the stimulus for love. A man may be a doddering great-grandfather, and still love only a strange girl he saw in the streets of Cheehaw one afternoon 2 decades past. The preacher may love a fallen woman. The beloved may be given to evil habits, and the lover may see this as clearly as anyone else, but that does not affect the evolution of the love one whit." Carson McCullers moved to New York when she was 17, died when she was just 44. Author of The Heart is a Lonely Hunter. Here's a poem for today by Melina Merling, "Awake." "I called Michael, and he told me he just got home from a wake. 'Oh, I'm sorry,' I said. 'No, no,' he said. 'It was the best wake I have ever been to. The funeral home was as warm and as cozy as anyone's living room. We had the greatest time. My friend looked wonderful, much better dead than alive. He wore his red and green Hawaiian shirt. He was the most handsome corpse I'd ever seen. They did such a good job. His daughter was there and a lot of old friends I had not seen in years. You know, he drank himself to death. He'd been on and off the wagon for years, but for some reason this is what he ended up doing. As my friend kept talking, I thought of Lorca and what he wrote about death and Spain. A dead man in Spain is more alive as a dead man than any place else in the world. And everywhere else, death is an end. Death comes, and they draw the curtains. Not in Spain. In Spain, they open them. Many Spaniards live indoors until the day they die and are taken out into the sunlight." "Awake," by Melina Merling from Astoria, published by University of Pittsburgh Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.
Since you appreciate hearing great poetry and prose each day, sign up for our Writer's Almanac newsletter. You'll get today's poem, extra daily history notes, and more. Keep in touch and subscribe today at writersalmanac.org/newsletter.